On today's Technobabble, solving online audio challenges. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you use video and graphic design in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all my contact information. Or if you're watching the video, then right below, there's a place to comment. Just comment there. That's perfectly cool. Or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. So there's a problem with doing online video, and that problem centers around the sound. It tends to be bad, not just kind of bad. I mean really bad, especially during music. The reason is that the audio engineer might mix very well for the sanctuary, but it's going to be different. Let me give you an example. With drums, for example, acoustic drums are going to be much louder than all the other instruments. So when the drummer is hitting the drums, the rest of the instruments need to get louder to match the volume of the drums. So in the room, there might be absolutely no drum volume whatsoever. You might not even have the drums mic'd. Well, for online, that means that they're not going to hear the drums at all unless there's a little coming through the vocalist microphones. So that's a bit of an issue. How do we get around that issue? Well, I've got three different ways to do it, and we'll start with perhaps the best, but the one that most churches aren't going to be able to do, and then we'll move down. First, if you have the space, the money, and the people, it's best to put an audio engineer in a separate room, acoustically separated from the sanctuary, and let that person remix there. So the problem is, you'll have more space you need another person that can mix the audio, and you need the money for the additional equipment. So I admit this isn't a perfect solution, but that's going to give you your best possible sound. In that case, the audio engineer can raise the drum sound while lowering the rest of the sound to get a really good mix for online. Second alternative. Most audio mixing boards have what are called sub-outs. So they're channels that can be mixed separately. What you could have your audio engineer get a good pair of noise-isolating headphones, not noise-canceling headphones, because they add stuff in to cancel out noise. And you really want the audio engineer to hear as close as possible to what the people online are hearing. So noise-isolating headphones, and then they can remix with the sub-out. The downside of this is that your audio engineer might be already overtaxed. It could be that that will be too much of a distraction. Adding a separate person on the same board is kind of difficult and problematic. So just keep that in mind as something that I don't know if you want to do or not. The third way of doing it is getting an ambient mic, a mic that absorbs the sound in your room, and adding that into the mix. This is the bare minimum of what you should be doing. If you've got bad sound online, and listen to it, and it'll sound bad, trust me. People that you thought could sing suddenly can't. They sound flat, or they sound not right. Maybe there's too much of one instrument and not enough of another, etc. Adding in some ambient mic will help a bit, but it's really not the best solution. I do want to say that even if you go with the best solution, you could have a problem with monitoring the mix. If you have beautifully perfect near field monitors, speakers that you're listening to the mix in, they probably reproduce the sound pretty faithfully. Now, I want you to contrast that with some of the other possibilities that people are actually more likely to be listening to your mix with. Cheapo earbuds, computer speakers, maybe the speakers on their smartphone. Maybe you want to mix with good near field monitors, but it's worth checking with all these other lesser solutions, because if it turns out that in your near field monitors it sounds beautiful across the board, but in cheaper equipment it sounds muffled, it could be that you need to boost the high end. You see what I'm saying? Could be you'll need to boost the low end. You just might need to re-EQ the whole mix because of this problem that people are listening to it on kind of bad equipment. So figure out who your audience is, figure out what they're listening on, and use that information as you're mixing. I hope that helps you. If it does, and you want to join me in what I'm doing, just head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, and you can sign up for my newsletter. And I've got a couple of gifts that you can choose from, including a course on doing video. That's absolutely free, and I'd just love for you to join me there. So head on over and do that. Until next time. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity. On today's Technobabble, taming the perils of Take Two. On today's Technobabble, taming the perils of online audio. Let's do three. On today's Technobabble, floor.